It is June 3rd, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast includes commentary from our hits and takes section of JLN, stories from the first read section of today's newsletter, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. There are several big stories of the day, but we decided to make the lead story the news the CFTC charged Gemini for making false statements in the self-certification process running up to the launch of Bitcoin futures at SIBO in 2017. Gemini is going to need a whole constellation of star lawyers to help them with this. Here are some of the headlines from that story, though there are more below from Bloomberg and the press release from the CFTC, which is the lead story. CFTC sues Gemini Trust over statements ahead of Bitcoin futures launch. Complaint comes as Winklevoss's digital asset exchange announces plan to lay off 10% of staff from the FT. Gemini crypto exchange operator sued on roll in Bitcoin futures product. From the Wall Street Journal. CFTC sues Gemini, claiming crypto exchange lied in futures contract evaluation. Cointelegraph. Commodity regulator sues crypto exchange owned by Winklevoss twins over, quote, false or misleading statements, unquote. From Fortune. Winklevoss owned Bitcoin exchange Gemini being sued by regulators. Gemini, a cryptocurrency exchange, is being sued by the CFTC on allegations of false statements made to obtain certification for Bitcoin futures contracts from Bitcoin Magazine. Also making waves this morning is news Citigroup may record losses of at least $50 million following a London staffer's fat finger trade that caused a flash crash in European stocks last month, according to people familiar with the matter, Bloomberg reported. That is a drop in the bucket compared to the market impact the fat finger error appeared to cause. And in news from down under, ASX has named Helen Lofthouse as its new managing director and CEO, making her the exchange's first female CEO. She is replacing Dominic Stevens and being promoted from group executive for markets. She has been with the exchange for 7 years. Business News Australia reported. The World Federation of Exchanges came out with the 62nd edition of its Focus magazine, the June 2022 edition. The stories included are Joss Disselhoff, CEO, Six Group, Exchanges Can Create Transparency in ESG. Joss Disselhoff, CEO of Six Group, shares his view on the role exchanges can play in ESG, raising capital, DeFi, and building an infrastructure for digital assets. Disselhoff also is chairman of the WFE Working Committee. Daniela Peterhoff, clearing the way for NASDAQ in Europe. We are looking at how to implement sustainable thinking from every angle of business, from trading to market data and clearing, always with the ambition to support both growth and NASDAQ's purpose to foster inclusive growth and prosperity. SPACs, international practices, governance aspects, and their implementation in Brazil. B3's Flavia Mota Fernandez, Fernando de Andrade Mota, Rafael Gianovi, and Danielo Casanaja Mariotti take an in-depth look at the implementation of SPACs in Brazil. Regulatory flexibility in the Brazilian capital markets during the pandemic. B3 examined the regulatory flexibility exercised in Brazil during the pandemic. The future of clearing. The ESMA's Klaus Martin Lober looks at the future of clearing and the challenges that lie ahead as the world enters a time of increased risks and heightened volatility. The World Federation of Exchanges' new research finds circuit breakers effective as tools to manage volatility. The World Federation of Exchanges, the WFE, the global industry group for exchanges and CCPs, today published a new research paper titled Circuit Breakers and Market Quality, which studies their effectiveness during times of volatility and market stress. In March 2020, the U.S. security market experienced heightened volatility induced by the COVID-19 pandemic, and market-wide circuit breakers were triggered on four occasions. Using high-frequency intraday data and quote data, WFE research investigated the market conditions around these trading halts, seeking to shed light on the effectiveness of circuit breakers. And then investment flows. In this article, we analyze the trends in capital raised in 2021 compared to 2020. The capital raised is the sum of the capital raised through IPOs and the capital raised through already listed companies. The data is available on the WFE statistics portal, while the indicators are defined in our definitions manual. For questions or feedback about this article, please contact the WFE statistics teams on statistics@world-exchanges.org. Walt Lucan was interviewed by Vince Molinari on an episode of SSE TV to talk about how he champions sustainability and the environment in the world of finance. We've included in the newsletter a copy of the CME Group's 2021 annual report on ESG from the CME Group's ESG Working Group. Every day seems to have a special industry associated with it, but today is National Donut Day, which means many stores are giving you a free donut. It might be worth a stop at your local donut shop to find out what they're offering for free. As I get ready to head to London for IDX and the IFM annual meeting tomorrow, I am trying to bone up on what I need to know about how things are in London. FIA tells me there is a tube strike expected, so expect longer travel times. Also, the FT reports that travelers are told not to show up at the airport more than 3 hours early. It just increases disruption. I also learned today from the FT something even more important. The price of a pint of beer in the UK is up some 70% since the financial crisis, and London pubs are charging up to £8 for a pint. Thank goodness there is always someone who wants to buy me a pint, I hope. By the way, is there anything big happening in the UK right now? Do I need to bring my morning suit with the striped pants and top hat? Pat Kenny's Kilt Challenge fundraising jumped 7% to 68% of its goal yesterday with the help of some of the readers of this newsletter, so thank you. Please support Pat's effort to raise money for Futures for Kids as part of the gala fundraiser connected with IDX next week. Time is running out. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. From Tradeweb. Tradeweb announces first fully electronic SOFR swaption trade. Successful completion of trade marks another first for Tradeweb SEF. Tradeweb Markets Inc., a leading global operator of marketplaces for rates, credit, equities, and money markets, today announced it has completed the first ever fully electronic institutional secured overnight financing rate, or SOFR, swaption trade. Goldman Sachs and Caisse de dépôt et de placement du Québec, or CDPQ, were counterparties on the trade, which was executed recently on the Tradeweb swap execution facility. Since the completion of the inaugural trade, 15 dealers are now providing swaption pricing on TWSEF. My comment, nice work by Tradeweb. Here's a story from Bloomberg. College degrees lose luster as inflation surges and student debt balloons. Nearly half of parents said they would prefer not to send their children to a four-year university after high school. Sam Wren didn't even consider going to college. The 18-year-old from Utah said the decision was a no-brainer when he compared the nearly $90,000 cost of a four-year degree at Utah State University, his mother's alma mater, against a two-year trade school program for under $10,000. It's such an expensive commitment to make, said Wren, who will enroll in a trade school in the fall. I don't want to be somebody who's in debt right out of the gates, just trying to start a career. My comment, I will sell you 2 bachelor's degrees. I can give you a really good price. Here is a story from Bloomberg. Australia's stock exchange names Lofthouse as first female CEO. ASX Limited appointed Helen Lofthouse as its chief executive officer, the first woman to lead Australia's main stock exchange. Lofthouse, who has served as the company's group executive for markets since July, will become CEO August 1st, according to a statement Thursday. She will replace Dominic Stevens, who announced his retirement in February. My comment, Helen Lofthouse has some big challenges ahead of her, but she knows it, and I'm sure she has a plan. Here's a story from GQ. Bored Ape is going Hollywood. It's already the world's most coveted NFT collection, but the Bored Ape Yacht Club is becoming something else, highly lucrative IP, with buyers racing to make their apes the stars of movies and books and albums and shows. GQ goes inside the quest to cash in on a decentralized version of Disney. Sonny Q would prefer I not use his last name, was telling me about the exorcism he had received as a younger man in Boston, in which he lay in a bathtub while a priest covered him with eggs. I had a weird spirit on me, he said. I was struggling, doing bad things, and having constant failures. Bad things happening in my life over and over and over again. Stoutly built and bearded, he shook his head somberly as he recalled the demon possession that had nearly ruined him. My comment, can we get back to superhero movies, please? Here are the top 3 stories from Thursday's JLN. Our top story Thursday was the meme stocks game show video that was part of the Investomania public service campaign from the SEC. Second was Bloomberg's BNP Paribas plans to lure New York City workers back with redesigned offices. Third was FIA's Give a Penny to Kenny, IDX Gala Kilt Challenge fundraising announcement for Futures for Kids, with Pat Kenny taking on the challenge. Here are the top 3 stories from the lead section of today's JLN. Here's the press release from the CFTC. CFTC charges Gemini Trust Company for making material false or misleading statements and omissions to the commission. The Commodity Futures Trading Commission today announced it has filed a complaint in U.S. District Court for the Southern District of New York against Gemini Trust Company LLC, Gemini, based in New York, New York, for making false or misleading statements of material facts or omitting to state material facts to the CFTC in connection with the self-certification of a Bitcoin futures product. The CFTC seeks disgorgement of ill-gotten gains, civil monetary penalties, injunctions relating to registration and trading, and an injunction against further violations of the Commodity Exchange Act at CEA as charged. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. Winklevoss twins Gemini sued by CFTC over Bitcoin futures. Regulator claims company misled staff in seeking go-ahead. Futures contract listed on Cboe in 2017 was first of its kind. The Winklevoss twins Gemini Trust Company is being sued by the Commodity Futures Trading Commission for allegedly misleading the derivatives regulator in a bid to launch the first U.S. regulated Bitcoin futures contract. The CFTC said Thursday that Gemini made false and misleading statements from July to December 2017 about how it would prevent manipulation in Bitcoin prices that were to serve as a reference for the derivatives based on the cryptocurrency. In a lawsuit filed in federal court in Manhattan, the agency sought trading and registration bans as well as fines. And then here's a story from Bloomberg. Coinbase to rescind employment offers, extend hiring freeze, market conditions, business prioritization efforts cited. Gemini Trust announced 10% staff reduction earlier. Coinbase Global Inc. said it will extend a hiring freeze for both new and existing positions for the foreseeable future and rescind a number of accepted offers. The largest U.S. cryptocurrency exchange cited market conditions and ongoing business prioritization efforts for the decision in a blog post Thursday. Bitcoin has tumbled more than 55% from its record high in November, while other so-called altcoins have fallen even more as investors reevaluate the sector while central banks pull back on COVID-era stimulus. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.